Welcome to the Well-Being Scriptures for today. Our motivation in this podcast is to be wealthy, healthy, and wise, based on God's Word, which gives life to our mortal body.
I am MBA, a host on this podcast. We're reading from the New International Version. Health Scriptures. Deuteronomy 7. 14 to 15. You will be blessed more than any other people. None of your men or women will be childless, nor will any of your livestock be without young. The Lord will keep you free from every disease. He will not inflict on you the horrible diseases you knew in Egypt, but he will inflict them on all who hate you. Psalm 107, 17 and 19 to 21. Some became fools through their rebellious ways and suffered affliction because of their iniquities. Then they cried to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds to mankind. Isaiah 41:10. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Psalm 103, 1 to 5. Praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your iniquities and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your mouth is renewed like the eagle. Jeremiah 30:17. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. Nahum 1:9. Whatever they plot against the Lord, he will bring to an end. Trouble will not come a second time. Luke 9:2. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. 2 Timothy 1:7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. World Scriptures. Genesis 13:2. Abraham had become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. Genesis 17:1-9. When Abraham was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to him and said, I am God Almighty. Walk before me faithfully and be blameless. Then I'll make my covenant between me and you, and will greatly increase your numbers. Abraham fell face down. God said to him, as for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abraham. Your name will be Abraham. For I have made you a father of many nations. I will make you very fruitful. I will make nations of you, and kings will come from you. I will establish my covenant as an everlasting covenant between me and you and your descendants after you, for the generations to come, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. The whole land of Canaan, where you now reside as a foreigner, I will give as an everlasting possession to you and your descendants after you, and I will be their God. Then God said to Abraham, as for you, you must keep my covenant, you and your descendants after you, for generations to come. Leviticus 26:9. I will look on you with favor and make you fruitful and increase your numbers, and I will keep my covenant with you. 1 Chronicles 22:13. Then you will have success if you are careful to observe the decrees and laws that the Lord gave Moses for Israel. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged. Psalm 20:31. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. Proverbs 28:27. Those who give to the poor will lack nothing, but those who close their eyes to them receive many curses. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Deuteronomy 8:18. For remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability to produce wealth, and so confirms his covenant, which he swore to your ancestors, as it is today. But seek first his kingdom, his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Matthew 6:33. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Well-being order. Genesis 1:28. God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and over every living thing that moves on the ground. Deuteronomy 28:1. If you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands, I give you today. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Who has known the mind of the Lord so as to instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Psalm 16:6. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. Isaiah 50:4. The sovereign Lord has given me a well-instructed tongue to know the word that sustains the weary. He wakens me morning by morning, wakens my ear to hear, to listen, like one being instructed. Psalm 89:17-18. For you are their glory and strength, and by your favor you exalt our horn. Indeed, our shield belongs to the Lord, our King, to the Holy One of Israel. Proverbs 10:22. The blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it.
Thank you for your time today. I see you again tomorrow. And whatever in scriptures for today. Bless you.